Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland. I'm founder of Breathe Again Magazine, and I'm also an author. I am the author of So He Cheated, Now What? A Guide to Overcoming an Affair in Your Marriage. Make sure to check us out online. We want you to visit us. We are at breatheagainmagazine.org. Hit us up on Facebook. We are at Breathe Again Mag. And also connect with us on Twitter. We are at Breathe Again. Our handle name is Breathe Again. Well, you know, if you have been listening to us for a certain amount of time, that Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We bring you real-life testimonies from men and women that have gone through, they have come out to encourage you and to inspire you and to motivate you, to let you know that you can make it. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. You don't have to suffer in secret. They made it, and they want you to know that you can too. Right now, you're just going through a little something, but God has got you, and he's no respecter person. And if he did it for my guests that come on this line, then he definitely will do it for you. That's why we come to you. We come to you to let you know that you're going to make it and you can make it because they made it as well. Well, let me tell you something. Today has been a day. It really has. I've been on the road. I've been traveling, and I was stuck in traffic. I didn't even think I was going to make this interview today because, lo and behold, I live in Norfolk, and I had to come to Richmond today, and I'm like, okay, I'll get to Richmond, and there'll be a landline I can use, and I can do this radio show, and nobody has landlines anymore. Nobody has landlines any longer. So what I had to do was I had to come all the way to my church, and thank God for Agape International Ministries Worldwide, where the pastors are Pastors Cliff and Vicki Coward. They're at 8001 Staple Mills Road. They are women. They're a man and a woman of God after God's heart, and they have a huge heart for God's people. So I have been attending this church for quite some time, traveling from Norfolk to Richmond. And people say, wow, why do you go all the way to Richmond? And I say it's because they have what I need. And so therefore I came here today and I was like, I need the landline. I have to do my radio show today. And they were like, go ahead in the office, go ahead and do it. So I bless God for them. Come out and visit us sometime. We're 8001 Staple Mills Road. I believe it's Staple Mills Road in Richmond, Virginia. So to God be the glory for great things he's done, doing, and going to do, because we are here yet again, another Thursday. And, you know, I could have canceled this show and said, no, I have something to do. I'm not going to do it. But I am committed to you, and I want to be consistent. And I come to you each week with an encouraging word. And this word today is about consistency. And God knows that we are not always consistent. I know I'm not always consistent in things. And I know God is the only one that is consistent. And so I just want to say that stay consistent. You know, stay on course. Do that thing over and over again, and it'll get easier over time. It may seem hard right now, whatever that situation is or whatever that thing is. It could be just reading the Bible in the morning. You know, I wake up early in the morning before everyone gets up, and I have my coffee. I pray. I have my coffee, and I go in my little area, and I read the Word. So maybe it's reading the Word, you know. I talked to somebody last week, and they said, it's hard for me to just continue to read that Word because people get it twisted that they have to read 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 chapters. But, baby, if you could only read one verse every day, then read one verse every day. And then after you do that, you will increase. So just be consistent. That's the word of the day, consistent. We're on Sesame Street, number of the day. So Today's show, let's talk about today's show. My guest today is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I think everybody that comes on my show is phenomenal, but this one is, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this young man. His name is Mark Hunley. He has worked with children and youth and families since 1971. He's devoted 13 years to youth and family ministry. You know, he is a transition specialist with a specific expertise in the field of grief. He works with individuals, families, and corporate bodies to create and implement strategies for powerful living despite obstacles faced. He's also the author of Awaken to Good Morning. It is a personal guide through the journey of grief. Now, Mark lost his first wife in a tragic accident, I believe, in 1989, and he was left with a seven-year-old daughter, and he was a single dad. He did not have the love of his life. He didn't have his wife any longer, and he was faced with raising his daughter by himself. So he went through so many different emotions and obstacles that he had to face, but he made it through it, and he's here today to share some action steps on overcoming grief, getting past that pain. So I'm excited for him being on the show, and I hope you are excited as well. Mark, are you there?
I am indeed, Nicole. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you so much for stopping by the show today.
I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Now, Mark, I said a little bit about you, and, you know, that's reading off of paper, but tell me from your own words, who exactly is Mark Hunley?
Oh, my. Well, I'm a 5'8" ball butterfly. Is what I am. I'm a man like just a normal guy. You know, we go through life, and life deals us challenges and issues, and we're given the opportunity to embrace the grace that's there and the mercy, and pass on through those and learn from those things. And you know, I feel fortunate that I've been able to do that and will continue to be able to do that. I'm not going to say it's easy, never has been easy, but it is doable. So I'm just a guy who loves life, loves people, loves to make a difference.
Amen, amen. And that you do. You do that each and every day. You have dedicated your life really to ministry and helping those that are hurting. You're an author, you're a speaker, you're a counselor. Take me back, Mark. Take me back to 1989 when you got the news. What happened? Where were you at? What was going on at that time?
Sure. You know, I think about normal days, and everybody has a normal day. None of us really expect that when we begin the day, you talked about your coffee and your quiet time. None of us expect that when we start our routine that something drastic is going to happen. And that was the same way on that morning, January 24th of 1989. My wife, Christy, taught English at a local senior high school here in the Plano in the McKinney area near Dallas. And our daughter was seven. We were getting ready to do our normal thing. We lived only 3.5 miles from Christy's school, and on the way to her job that morning, she was involved in a single car accident. I received a telephone call about 20 minutes after she left. The strange thing is as I was getting myself ready and my daughter ready that morning, I heard about 10 minutes after she left, I heard a siren in the distance. And when I heard that siren, there was just a prompting that said, "That's Christy." And I didn't want to pay attention to that. And so I was not completely surprised when I got the call that she had been involved in an accident. To make a very long story short, I made a number of calls that morning immediately. Christy's parents, my daughter's school, to see if they could take care of her, and then a very good friend of mine, and told him what was going on. I made my way to the hospital. About within the hour from the time I got there to the time the doctor came in, people were just coming and going all the time, offering their condolences for the accident, offering their prayers, offering their support. And about 2 hours after Christy left that morning, the doctor came in and announced to me that she had died. And it was one of the most devastating, and there's no words to describe it. I really fell on the floor and really wanted to be absorbed into the concrete. I just wished that I could have disappeared, and it was just an amazing thing. I tell people sometimes, I didn't have at the time a word for what happened, but there was a dissociative experience. In psychological and emotional terms, sometimes when the trauma is so great, we have a way to literally what I call be beside ourselves in grief. We actually have a dissociative experience, and I looked down and I saw myself on the floor, and I thought, who is this guy? Poor guy, what's going on? Then I realized it was me, and after just a few brief moments, the still small voice spoke to me and said, Mark, there are lots of people here. They don't know what to say, and they don't know what to do, and there are lots of decisions to be made, and the only person that can make those decisions is you, so get up and start making them now. And as I responded to that internal prompting, I found a sense of peace and strength that I didn't have within myself, and began to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at home just doing the normal routine things. Didn't anticipate anything, and it's that's what happens in life. Life just changes at the drop of a hat.
It does. It really does. And my condolences go out to you, and I am so sorry for that. Talk to me about your daughter, though. How did she deal with it? Because there are so many, there's one thing about life. We know we're all going to pass away. We're all going to die
Absolutely.
One day.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it comes a little bit too soon in our
sure.
eyes. How did your daughter handle it, Mark?
You know, Casey was an amazing and still is an amazing person. She was obviously scared and distraught when we got the call and when I took her mm-hmm. to her school. She wanted me to hurry up and pick her up. When she came in, I had a friend go pick her up from school, and she came in to the waiting room where I was. And her question to me was, Dad, how's Mom? And I knew that I needed to be as honest with her as I possibly could. And they're using words that were words that she would never have to go back and redefine, words that I could build on. Mm-hmm. I motioned for her, and I said, Casey, Mom won't be coming home with us again. And and she got in my lap, and I said, Casey, Mom's body was hurt too badly in the accident, and it won't work anymore. And I said, Casey, Mom is dead. Now, it hit her like it did me, only she wept silently. And probably the most difficult thing I've ever had to do was to hold her little body as it convulsed in my lap, and she knowing that I couldn't do anything about it, I couldn't rewind, I couldn't
right.
take her pain away.
Right.
And after a little while, she asked me a question that just profoundly took me to the core of what I had to do as a father. She said, "What do we do now, Daddy?"
Hmm.
And I told her, I said, "Casey, I'm really not sure." And what I learned from this is that sometimes when we have questions that are tough, we always respond initially with what we don't know, followed by what we do know, because we don't know everything.
Right.
And I think when we respond with the what we don't know, it opens the door for what we do know, and that's where we find the strength. And I said, Casey, I'm not really sure, but I know this. We have our faith, we have our family and our friends, and we're going to make it. And in that moment, I became aware that I was really sitting in my Heavenly Father's lap asking the same question.
Yeah.
What do we do now, Daddy? And so, you know, she hung on to me, and we hung on to one another. And she, the way she got through it, she asked questions, incessantly
mm-hmm.
asked questions, all the time, every day. She talked, she drew, she challenged me. She asked me questions that I didn't have answers to, that we decided to find the answers to together. So she was an extremely verbal child. But she really reached out. She reached out to me, and she reached out to others around her to help have the help and support and stability that she needed to deal with her own emotions.
Yeah, thank you for that. I do. I thank you for that, and I appreciate you for sharing that strong, courageous young lady she was. How old is she now?
She's now 30. She has a
wow.
child of her own. And she is the best English teacher in the whole world, and I am not biased when I say that.
Wow.
She's amazing.
Now, didn't you say earlier that her mother was an English teacher?
Absolutely. She taught English as well. And
okay.
so this comes naturally for Casey, but Casey is she's just one of those amazing young women, and her students just love her.
Beautiful, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Now, Mark, I want you to share how one would move past the pain. She asked a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
We see death each and every day. We do, even as adults. And even she was a child. She was 7 years old. But
right.
we come across grown adults that can't move past the pain because it's
right.
hurting so much. What steps or what advice do you give them?
Well, you know, the very first thing, Nicole, that I say is that we have to embrace the pain.
Mm-hmm.
As difficult as it may be to turn and face whatever challenge that we've had, the best and most useful thing we can do is turn and embrace that pain and recognize that it's there, and it's there because we've lost someone or something, or something has occurred in our life that has created that pain. Pain is not something to be avoided.
Yeah.
I think we in our society tend to do that. You know, we have a headache, we take an aspirin. We don't like pain, we want to avoid it. But pain lets us know that there's something that needs attention. And so the first thing we do is embrace the pain.
Okay,
the
Mark, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up,
okay.
Because when you say
sure.
embrace the pain, how
yes,
does one embrace the pain?
Okay.
Okay, I can deal
with
the pain. It's there. I know I'm hurting, but I just, I can't fathom it. I can't deal with it right now. And I think that's what most people do. They can't deal with it right now, so they just ignore it.
So
you're
they
saying
ignore it.
Tackle it.
I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying tackle. I'm saying embrace
okay.
it. Sit down with, if you have to write down what you're in pain about, if you have to give it voice,
mm-hmm.
if you have to talk to somebody and say, you know, I'm hurt, I'm angry, I'm confused, I'm mad, I'm numb, I don't know what to do, I don't have a clue why this happened, I'm not even sure if I can get through it. The embracing is just honestly tagging what it is that you're experiencing as a painful experience. You know, so often in counseling, I work with clients who work to minimize and say, oh, it's not that big a deal. Well, yeah, it is. It's a big
yeah.
deal because you're here. It's brought you to this place. And so embracing it means just acknowledging it and calling it what it is. It's a loss. It's horrible. It's frustrating. It's hurtful. And that's what embracing it means. It's like a big bear hug is what it is. And
yeah.
who wants to bear hug pain? But
no.
At least I know when I've bear hugged it, I know what it is. I've identified
yeah.
it, named it, and can begin to deal with it.
Yeah, well, that's good advice, very good advice. Now, Mark, I want the listeners to know that Mark is the author of Awaken to Good Morning, and
mm-hmm.
Awaken to Good Morning is the essential guide for anyone struggling through one of life's most difficult trials, coping with
right.
the death of a loved one. The courage
mm-hmm.
required to make it through such an intensely personal journey can be found within the pages of this book. Now, Mark, I want you just briefly for about 60 seconds. Talk
yes.
to someone right now that is stuck in their pain. I want
uh-huh.
you to minister to them and encourage
okay.
them on what they need to do to move past the pain.
Okay. I'm going to say this very quickly. Grief is what we experience. It's that full constellation of mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and relational issues that come along when we've lost someone or something that we love. Mourning, on the other hand, is taking that pain, that grief, and externalizing it, making it, creating meaning by what we do with it. Now, the Bible says in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Without mourning, there is no blessing or comfort. The path to blessing and comfort is through the mourning. So whether we're mourning the death of a marriage, a job, or a loved one, through the process of mourning, we can find the blessedness and the comfort that we desire and need to move through life.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you so much for that, Mark. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now, how can the listeners reach you, contact you, and
mm-hmm.
purchase your book?
Well, it's the best, the easiest way it would be to go to the website, which it's going to be long, but it's www.mckinneycounselingservices.com. It's all one word, all run together, mckinneycounselingservices.com. Now, if they forget that, they can always put in markehuntley.com, and that would
right.
get them to the same place.
And you can also connect with him through me. I've posted the links
absolutely.
As well on my
yeah.
pages and things of that nature.
That would be great.
So, Mark, it's been...
The there
I'm sorry?
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
In fact, purchase the book there on site. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. And it is available on Amazon?
It's about to be available on Amazon Kindle in about
okay,
a month.
Okay, great. Yay, yay, congratulations.
Yay.
Well, to God be the glory, Mark. Thanks so much for stopping by the show today.
Welcome.
I know
you
encouraged the listeners, and you helped somebody today, and I just believe, God, that from your words they can move past their pain and overcome that grief and kind of embrace it. So I believe it was TCE, the career engineer. We're going to be interviewing her next. She stops by the show to talk a little bit about her upcoming conference, but she also says that it was what a touching story that you have, and you were talking about her as well. So to God be the glory, because you touched her, and I know you touched
right.
others that won't even say anything. So thanks so much for stopping
Thank
by,
you.
Mark.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, all right. We are going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk to the career engineer. That is a.k.a. Francina Harrison. She has an upcoming conference, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that, how you can receive tickets and connect with her on all types of career and business advice. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. William A. Hawkins, founder of Spring, a national single parenting ministry. I'm calling all the single parent family and the city of Norfolk, Virginia, to attend a powerful conference, three great seminars for the parents, middle, and high school students. Join us September the 24th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Lunch will be served. Register at SpringSingleParents.com.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right, welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we just spoke with Mark Hundley. He is the author of Awaken to Good Morning, and he helps people transition when they are faced with a loss of a loved one. So what a touching interview. It was a blessed interview. So now we are going to chat with the career engineer herself, a.k.a. Francina Harrison. She's been on the show a couple of times, and she has an upcoming conference that she's going to tell us a little bit about. Francina, are you there?
I am, Nicole. How are you? And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome, lady, more than welcome. Look, you have an upcoming conference on June 23rd. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us. June 23rd is the second conference called, it's the TCE, Career and Business Conference. Our theme is Perceive, Think, and Act. This event is on Saturday from 8 to 3 o'clock. We're dealing with career, we're dealing with business, we're dealing with technology, we're dealing with television, we're dealing with financing, we're dealing with procurement, CEOs, all types of connections. If someone really wants to make a real guaranteed critical career connection or business connection, that can happen on Saturday the 23rd. The conference also includes a Friday reception where folks get to mingle with over 14 speakers and panelists from across the country and the United Kingdom. So it's a wonderful day, and we really want to make sure folks press their way through to be a part of this experience.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about what the actual person coming will receive. Who's going to be speaking? What are some of the tracks? What are some of the workshops?
Yeah, I tell you, it's just an amazing event. Well, this event this year has an international flavor. Our keynote speaker is Dr. we got our keynote speakers coming from the United Kingdom, Dr. Yana Johnson. She's the CEO of YanaCosmetics.com. In fact, we interviewed her on the radio yesterday from the United K to the USA. It was really awesome. She's bringing a wealth of information. I'm talking about, again, CEO, 21st century CEO techniques and solutions. We also have our West Coast. Again, we've got about six states represented. Dr. Letitia Wright, The Right Place TV show. We call her the Oprah of California.
Yeah.
LA-based, she will be on tap. We've got Torrin Ellis, a major serious headhunter. He's a guy I go to help folks find jobs out of Baltimore. He's going to keep it real. We've got CEOs from Hampton Roads, CEO Tracy Keller of the Girl Scouts of the Colonial Coast, bringing in that nonprofit business mindset, which you need to have to get rock and roll. So we have a wealth of over 14 panelists talking about technology and STEM, talking about how to get hired today, and you know, what does it take to get hired today? And, of course, we have our 21st century CEO business panel. So we've got everything for the employee, the employer, and the entrepreneur. So if
awesome.
One of those categories or two of them, you're going to get blessed this weekend.
Awesome.
Weekend.
And tons of networking opportunities, tons of networking opportunities. And if I may say so myself, Francina, when I first started my business, she was one of the ones that would just kick me out in the front to, like, talk and network. And now you can't shut me up. But, I mean, she had the whole what you need, what you want, who you want to talk to,
yeah.
Go get it. She's like a drill sergeant. So I thank you for your style.
Oh, hey, we're trying to take that up a notch, no doubt. So the Drill Sergeant Boot Camp will happen at the conference. But if
folks
really
sure.
want to make Monday mornings, yeah, if you want to make Monday mornings awesome and you really want to understand what relationships are all about, this is the place to be.
Yeah, good, good. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do, because we just went into the conference, and that is next week. It's June 23rd. How much are the tickets, Francina?
Well, folks can visit TCE Now. That's our main website, so TCENow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a photo of this cute photo with all these cute faces up there. You can click on it.
Including you.
Including me. Yeah, you know, for the experience that we have here, if folks are in a member of my network and they get in for about $55, and this is an all-access pass, you get to do anything possible with that pass. If you're not one of my members, it's $99 to attend this conference. But, again, you're getting to the room about 7 or 8 CEOs, all-day pass, all-access pass to do whatever you want. We actually have a code push-up that people can use that expires on Friday, though, Friday evening, that you can save an additional 20%. I tell you, getting folks like this in the room on a Saturday to make Mondays awesome is incredible, and to do it under $100 is just amazing. And we thank our sponsors like Norfolk State University, Congressman Scott Ridgel, Energy Media Group, and Right Place TV for helping us do that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, I'm just the lady that likes to connect people to jobs and careers so they can make money.
That's an understatement, honey.
Is that an understatement? Well,
that's an understatement.
You know, the career engineer, our motto is don't get anxious, get prepared. So if you are an employer, entrepreneur, or employee, and you're tired of Monday morning being drab, or you're not being optimized in your brand and making, you know, living on purpose, working on purpose, you need to reach out to us so we can help you re-engineer your career, re-engineer your business. So Monday mornings can be awesome. And in short, we do events and we have services and consulting that make sure that gets done.
Awesome, awesome. And your website address, Francina?
Yeah, visit us online 24/7, TCENow.com, TCENow.com, or you could Google Francina Harrison. That's an A at the end. Just Google my name. Francina Harrison, a whole bunch of stuff will come out, but you'll see everything about what we're doing nationally, locally, and internationally across the world, and make sure folks are connected.
Yes, connect with Francina. She is somebody. If you're looking for a job or a career, that's what she's looking for. She's looking for people that want careers. If you're looking for a new career, if you're looking to brush up on some skills, you need networking experience, it's a one-stop shop. So she has what you need. And I would encourage you, I have my ticket for next week's event, and I will be there gleaning and taking pictures and talking and just absorbing, because you just never know. You may somebody in that room may have exactly what you need, and you're just a question away on an introduction on who you are and what you need. They may have what you need, so don't discount it. So contact Francina, check her out online, purchase a ticket, be in the room, be in the house. Just want to thank Dr. Wright for being in the chat room as well. So thank you so much, Francina.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me on again. Next week, TCENow.com. Get connected, you know. I love
this
stuff. Francina.
That's right. That's right. I love me some Francina. All right. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. To God be the glory. I'm so thankful for my guests on today. Thankful for Mark Hunley for stopping by, sharing his victorious testimony. God bless him and his family. And thank you so much, Francina Harrison, for stopping by the show to talk about the upcoming event on June 23rd, the TCE Career and Biz Conference, Perceive, Think, and Act. Contact them, tcenow.com, for more information. So to God be the glory. I thank you so much for being with us on today. You took 30 minutes out of your time to be with us, and for that I'm so very thankful. You could have been anywhere else, but you were here with us. So I thank you so much. Check back next week, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. And if you have a victorious testimony, I want to hear from you. I want to interview you. So connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, email us, contact us, and get on the show. So to God be the glory. I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. God bless.